morning, folks, and welcome back into the pod. It is Friday, and there's a lady walking behind my car because people are oblivious. We're coming into a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, and it's that time of year when the second that Halloween is over, literally 12:01 a.m. in the morning, people want to put up all their Christmas stuff and vomit it all over the place. And I use the word vomit on purpose because I feel like what people do is they rush the seasons. And instead of enjoying what you're in, they just want to throw up Christmas all over the place. First of all, there are over 20 different holidays between October and January 1st. And I think it's important for all of us, no matter what religion we practice or not, what we believe in or not, that we are respectful of each other's holidays. That doesn't mean you have to celebrate everybody's holiday. It doesn't mean you have to say Happy Diwali, Happy Hanukkah, or Merry Christmas. You can say Happy Holidays, and that's why people say it. And people today want to say, if you don't say Merry Christmas, you hate Christmas. No, if you say that, you're an asshole. There are so many people who don't celebrate Christmas, okay? And it's okay. It's okay if you're not a Christian. And by the way, it's okay if you are a Christian. Both of those things are okay. This is not an either-or world. Okay, you can have, instead of black and white, you can have shades of gray. There are so many mixed families in this country that really everyone on the street should understand that if you celebrate a particular holiday, that's wonderful. Enjoy and love your traditions. Make new ones. Hold the old ones. Whatever you'd like to do. But just because someone doesn't celebrate the same holiday as you doesn't make them less than. It doesn't make them a heathen. It doesn't make them wrong and you right. And it goes both ways. In our house, we celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. I am half Jewish. My husband is a non-practicing Catholic. We celebrate everything in our house. Okay? My husband sends Diwali gifts over to India for his staff that's over there. I mean, you know, who cares? Who cares what each individual house is celebrating? I'm driving down the street right now after going to my favorite Idlewild Farms in Acton, and I'm seeing houses after houses after houses. And as I do this podcast, I think, gee, I wonder what they're celebrating and they're celebrating and they're celebrating. And then, with this vomiting of Christmas everywhere, the malls are already all decorated and have been for over a week now. It's stupid. It doesn't make it special. When I was little, I used to look forward to the day after Thanksgiving when the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade would bring Santa, because we celebrated Christmas when I was little. Remember, and if you don't know this, I'm going to tell you now. We didn't find out we were Jewish until I was an adult, when my grandpa was almost 100 years old and decided that he would tell us that we were Jewish. And I just started laughing because my entire life made sense. My mother freaked out because she didn't know her entire life. And here's the thing. We had to hide. Our family had to hide when they came to this country because they were afraid. They didn't want to be Jewish because we had been thrown out of every country, even from our origin, and I can definitely see it in my ancestry.com. And it's happening again. We're not going to get into that right now. But listen, the basic human tenet is to love each other. And so many people who walk around with, like I've said before, be kind t-shirts are the biggest assholes on the planet. Oh, everyone else should be kind, but I don't have to. No, asshole, you do. Okay, we all have to be. But we don't need to talk about it. We just need to do it. Shut up and do it. Stop putting down people for their religion, their ethnicity, the country of origin, what they look like, their sexual orientation, whatever. Accept everybody. You know, I loved this meme I saw about Halloween. And it was on Halloween, people come to your door in all sorts of weird costumes with ugly masks on and in every form possible. And we accept them and give them candy. I wish we could be like that every day. And you know what? That's really it. It's really about accepting and loving and caring about people, no matter the form that they take. And that's really the human message, isn't it? And then we come to the holidays, and everybody is stressed out, and everybody is worried about money, and everybody is worried about their obligations, and oh my God, I have all these social functions to go to, and then COVID is going around, and some people don't give a shit, and they just go out without masks everywhere, and they expect everybody else to wear a mask to protect their family members with compromised immune systems because they're entitled little shits, and some of us are still wearing our masks everywhere, not everywhere, but most places to remain safe and to try to mitigate, you know, the spread of it and all this stuff. Okay, the reality is, if you like to do Christmas big, then do Christmas big. If you want to put up your tree a week ago, which is the first week of November, have at it. It's a free country, which means you can do whatever you want. But here's the thing. If you work in a communal space, let's say you work in an office, okay? Say you work in an office, and your coworkers, you work in cubicles or offices, and you vomit Christmas all over your cubicle, because I can if I want to. Yes, you can. Okay? And it makes some of your coworkers uncomfortable. Not because they don't celebrate Christmas, but because maybe they had a loss around Christmas. And that would be me and my brother. Okay? Our dad died 4 days before Christmas. 4 days before Christmas. Our dad was in the hospital for weeks. They were trying to figure out if they could save him. He'd had a massive heart attack over the summer. Back here in Massachusetts, I then at 16 years old had to drive my dad's car all the way from Boston back to Montana with my dad in the back seat with his nitro pills. And my brother in the front seat next to me. And there were no cell phones. There was no GPS. My dad told us, look for the big H for hospital and make sure you know where they are. And we had an atlas and a map. And that's how I had to get home that year. But I did it because I was doing it for my dad and my brother. And every single thing that I do is for my husband, my kids, my dad, and my brother. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. I hope I never have to. Okay? But here's the thing. When you're 16 and your brother is 13 and your dad dies at such a young age for himself, 47, in that span of time, Christmas week, it ruins Christmas forever. And as much as you try, because people get mad, people get angry at you when you don't love Christmas. Did you know that? They get pissy. They get really pissy. Oh my God, I can't believe you don't love Christmas. What is your fucking problem? What is your fucking problem? I can't believe it. Christmas is so awesome. I don't know what your problem is. You're ruining it for everybody. I'm ruining it for everybody. Really? Well, I find that interesting because when one of my friends is in pain, I don't basically tell them to get the fuck over it. I try to listen. You know, as we come towards Thanksgiving, when my mother-in-law was alive and when she was driving and still working early in our marriage, of course we would have her to our home for Thanksgiving. And my mother-in-law, even though she was a type 2 diabetic, loved sweets. And she would manipulate her insulin, and it was not good. But she lived to be 92 years old, so who are we to say? And she wanted, like, I would have two different kinds of pie and a cake and some pastries, and she would want some of everything. And so as we come to Thanksgiving, and I have ordered my pies and my turkey, my husband is like, I would say to him, what kind of pie do you want? And I would never ask him that before his mother was gone, because I would just get two types of pie for our house. And then I would get the apple pie I order for my studio to give away during our Thanksgiving Day class. And he just looks at me, and I said, do you want blueberry or apple? And he's like, blueberry. And I'm like, okay. Because there's no reason for me to buy two pies, because my brother and I aren't really big fruit pie people. And I'll get a small chocolate mousse cake, and because that's what I like and my brother likes, but my husband likes a fruit pie. And he just always just looks at me, and I know what he's thinking. I know he's thinking my mom isn't here to have Thanksgiving dinner with us. And when she was in the nursing home, even though they put on a big, huge Thanksgiving feast for the residents, we would still bring her a plate and pie. And, you know, he would go and visit her that weekend. And, you know, he doesn't have to do that anymore. And it's hard for him. I don't say to him, your mother had a long life, get over it. I would never say that to my husband. I know that he misses his mom. He misses his dad, who died when he was in his 20s. And I was grateful that I was there to help my husband get through when his mom passed away. We knew it was coming that day. It happened later in the evening. It was my job, after my sister-in-law had helped me set up her fund at the funeral home, to put all that into motion. And I did. And we were ready. But he misses his mom and he misses his dad. And I try to keep tradition. He taught me that his dad liked to have champagne on holidays. The bottle of champagne is already in my fridge for Thanksgiving. He likes appetizers. So usually on the weekends, or if we're home weekday evenings, we'll have a little appetizer before dinner. Even if it's Ritz crackers, which were his dad's favorite, and cheese. Like just a couple, just a little something. But he told me that those were things that his dad really liked. And so I do that, because that's what's important to him. What I find, and my husband does that for me as well. Okay, the little things that I like, he makes sure that happens. So it's a two-way street in our house. With friends and coworkers, sometimes people treat people like me and my brother like shit. Again, if we don't vomit Christmas on everybody and love every single second of it, you're like a second-class citizen. What are you, the devil? You hate Christmas? What is wrong with you? Are you mentally ill? And they make fun of us to our faces and behind our backs. And it's not okay. The holidays can be a very difficult time for people. It can be a difficult time for people even if they didn't lose a family member around Christmas or Thanksgiving or in any other holiday. It can just be difficult because those people are missing. My mother-in-law did not die around a holiday, but she is missing at the holidays. And when you have somebody who's in that place, why not be compassionate to them? Why basically treat them like they suck because they don't want to see a vomit of Christmas everywhere the second Halloween's over? all the way to New Year's. Oh, no, Little Christmas. You have to leave your tree up till Little Christmas. No, you fucking don't. You can take that goddamn sucker down the day after Christmas if you want. Okay? Just like you can put it up the day after fucking Halloween. Okay? See, this is a two-way street. And unfortunately, most people don't see life like that. And I'm going to be honest, it pisses me off on the daily. Why? Because it sucks. You're basically saying that other people's feelings don't matter. We're supposed to always consider your feelings, but you're not supposed to consider our feelings. It would be nice if somebody would say to me during Christmas week, I know this is a hard week for you. Do you want to go out for lunch? Do you need to talk? Can I do anything for you? But instead, what I get is, have you put your tree up? What are you doing for Christmas? What are you cooking? Who's coming over? What have you bought your husband, your family? What do you do? It's like, okay. Here, I'm going to shove this tree in your face. I'm going to vomit it all over creation. Every store is playing Christmas music the second Halloween's over. You know what? It's just like salt in a wound. I'm going to be really honest. And I understand that it's not all about me. And you might say, no, you don't. You're talking right now like it's all about you. No, no. Let me clarify. I do my level best during this time of year to not ruin it for other people. There's usually a point where I have a meltdown at home and I'm crying and my husband is like, it's okay, honey. It's almost over. And that's what it's like for some people. It's also like that for people that are less fortunate than us. People who can't afford all those decorations. People that can't afford to get their kids literally anything they want. It's not like that for everybody. And all I'm asking for people to do is to understand that when you are playing Christmas carols the second after Halloween's over and wearing a different Christmas sweatshirt every fucking day from November 1st to January 31st or December 31st, and you're wearing a fucking Santa hat everywhere you go, and you decorate your car like a reindeer, and you put up 37 inflatables in your front yard, even though it can't fit, okay? And you're complaining about your electric bill 24/7, okay? And your Christmas tree is up, and you not only just have one Christmas tree, you have five different Christmas trees in your house. Well, I just like them. Okay. Listen, you're entitled to all that stuff. But when other people don't react the same as you, take a beat for a minute and think, oh my God, yeah, no. They lost a family member and maybe they're feeling sad. Maybe I shouldn't like sing Christmas carols everywhere I go. Maybe I should, you know, think about other people. Yeah, maybe you should for a second, entitled. You are entitled to absolutely have six Christmas trees up in your house, 37 inflatables, Christmas music playing from 12:01 a.m. on November 1st. You can do all that stuff. Dress your fucking car up like a reindeer. Go ahead. Put Christmas lights all over it. Like, you know, if this is your favorite time of year, that's wonderful. But you also have times of the year when you're sad. You also have things that make you uncomfortable, and you expect everyone else to consider you, but you don't want to consider others, and that is super annoying. And you know what? If we all did that a little bit more, even not 100%, even if we all just made a little bit of an effort for each other, and that's the person on the street, the person you're driving behind, the person that you're parking next to, You know, don't park so close to another car that they can't get out or get in their car. Don't park crooked when you can see that a store is busy. Don't drive 10 miles an hour when you see there's a line of cars behind you, which is happening to me right now. The guy in front of me is driving like a fucking idiot. And there's like six cars behind us. And it's like, dude, you're not even driving the speed limit. Because they don't care. They don't consider the fact that there's people behind them. And maybe they want to drive slow. Then pull the fuck over and let cars go by you. And then you can drive 10 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. If that's what you want to do. But be a little bit considerate of other people. Think, you're not the only one on the planet. When you're at your job, millennial, okay, everything is not going to go your way all the time. Your work is not going to be fulfilling 100% of the time. Every job has mundane things that have to be done. You're not going to be challenged and fulfilled and feeling vital every second of the day that you're working. Stop acting like you're entitled to it, because you're not. None of us are. Okay? None of us are. Understand that you're not the only one on the planet. You're not the only one on the planet. There are other people. When you make a choice, there's a ripple effect throughout your family and also throughout society. And I just think that a certain person showed people that, yes, you can be a fucking asshole, be selfish, not give a crap about anybody else's life. And yeah, that's how you should be. No. No, no, that is not how you should be. If you want to be like that, then my suggestion to you is this. Buy 100 acres in Montana, build your home smack in the middle of it, put an electric fence all around the 100 acres, and never, ever, ever, ever interact with another human being. Then you can act like a complete asshole 24/7 and no one else is going to be affected. You know, a lot of times people at this time of year, especially Christians, are thinking of, by the way, because Hanukkah for Jews is not a big holiday. It's not a big holiday. It's not one of the most holy holidays. For Christians, it is. So a lot of Christians and people that celebrate Christmas are thinking about Jesus, right? Because it's Jesus's birthday. Thinking about God, religion, being a good person, charity, giving, all those things, right? Well, here's the deal. God put us on this earth and allowed us to have free choice. And some people, too many people, I'm not saying I choose right all the time. Not saying that at all. That would be arrogant. It would be a lie. No. But I do my best to think of others. Being raised by a malignant narcissist, you kind of go the other way. I'm learning how to set boundaries and not be a doormat and not take people's crap to heart because, you know, but there's way too many people who are absolute fucking assholes and who do not give a shit about anyone but themselves. And it shows, people. And in reality, no matter what you believe or don't believe, if you believe in a higher being, if you do, if you don't, this isn't for you. Okay? Atheists, not for you. I'm cool. Do what you wish, but I'm speaking to those who believe in a higher power. If you believe in a higher power and you believe that you will be judged by this higher power at some point for your actions, you're going to need to pull it together because you're walking around like you're entitled to everything. Everyone has to bow down to you and do what you wish all the time, 24/7 in every situation. So you're walking around like a complete ass. People see it. And if you think that you're going to be judged, you might want to not be doing that. Because it sucks. And you're hurting other people. And why would you want to hurt other people? Why? Why would you not want to say, I could have pulled out in front of this car. I'm not going to. Because that's kind of an asshole move. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait for a second. I can wait. Okay. It's not all about me on the roads today. Let me wait. Let them go. And then I'll pull out. Okay. Let me do that. All right. I have no problem doing that. I know that the world is not about me. Those of you who think the world is all about you, might be time to rethink it. You're hurting other people. You're treating them like second-class citizens. You're acting quite entitled. And you need to stop. Because it's not cool. It's not cool at all. And if we just all take a moment and, as I said, be a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can just be a little. A little bit more compassionate. The world will be a better place. Start with letting somebody out of a street when you're passing by. If you're not in an emergency, you have time to do that. Let somebody go in front of you into a store. Let somebody get to a gas pump first if you're both waiting. If you're in a hurry, maybe that's different. But if you can, little things, say yes to that. Because in the end, it's going to help the world be a better place. And everyone's wringing their hands about all that's going on in the world because there is a lot and it's heavy. But if we can all just be a teeny tiny bit more compassionate to each other every day, just a little bit, all that is going to add up and make the world a better place. And you know what? Sometimes sacrificing something, actually, it doesn't take away from you. It actually gives you more. And more people need to do that. More people need to do it in business. More people need to do it in their family. More people need to do it in their life. We need to stop being so consumed with getting and be a little bit more consumed with giving. Because I swear to you, the world will be a better place if we all just do that a little. And I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for listening.